Sitka is in financial trouble, and no one understands it better, probably, than current assembly members. Ben Maiasato has been watching the situation unfold for all of his 3 years on the assembly, and he's not deterred from wanting to run again.
Been there and done that.
He's talking about a financial crisis in the tribal government 3 years ago. The tribe came back from the brink. He thinks Sitka will too.
This is something that we'll get through. And I think having experience will help.
The problem for the tribe in 2013 was the sequestration of federal funding, which put unprecedented financial pressure on government agencies. Maiasato says the tribe had to cut back and shrink its bureaucracy. He's witnessed the turnaround.
I have served on the council for the last 2 years as treasurer. And being very aware of our financial situation, it does make you more pay attention to detail and make sure that we're not overspending. And I think that's good because we've had, for the last 2 years, budget surplus and a projected small one this year. So it is possible. It is possible to get through the financial hard times, get leaner, and if government is done right, you'll be able to not be in the red. And I think that's something the city of Sitka, we will get through this, and we need to do some belt tightening.
A solution for Sitka could be more challenging. The financial problem is structural. State support that's been almost a sure thing since the construction of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline is all but gone. Sitkans are living in a community that costs more than they realized. Maiasato was born and raised here and understands that it's tough. Nevertheless, he thinks it's time to raise the property tax cap.
A millage rate will definitely be of help next year.
The outcome of the ballot proposition is anybody's guess. Regardless of whether it passes, Sitka will still have a deficit next year, and the assembly will still have to make cuts. Maiasato is not panicking.
All I can say is we'll see what we can do with what we have, because that's part of having a leaner government, is making do with what you have.
Some are laying blame for the city's financial woes on the Blue Lake Dam expansion, a project which was designed to pay for itself under much higher electric loads than Sitkans are using during this unforeseen period of inexpensive oil. Still, the dam didn't pencil out when the project bids were opened, and costs were far over projections. Even with $20 million already spent on design, Maiasato would not have approved the construction.
I wouldn't have moved forward with it. That's just myself personally. I wouldn't have gone forward with that because the amount that it was projected and the amount actual was, in my own estimation, too great.
Maiasato spent 2 decades in the Army National Guard. He was sent to Baghdad in 2005. He was also in banking, having worked at the Alaska USA Federal Credit Union and at the National Bank of Alaska. It's the banker in him that resists the idea of becoming over-leveraged in a major public works project.
You will have to pay it back.
When he was first elected to the tribal council 5 years ago, Maiasato says he wanted everyone to like his decisions. A friend on the assembly at the time told him that was simply not possible or practical. At best, it's 50-50 whether people support you or not. Maiasato is okay with those odds.
I listen to everyone, whether you agree or disagree, and there's nothing wrong with having disagreement. In fact, I welcome it.
Maiasato is running for mayor rather than trying to retain his assembly seat. Of the 8 candidates hoping to sit on the assembly, only 2 are women. He considers that a challenge to make running for and serving in municipal office more welcoming for everyone. He's not blind to the angry rhetoric surrounding the property tax vote and to the accusations leveled at the Citizens Task Force and at the Assembly. He understands why there might be hesitancy. It does make you think twice about running, he says. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.